low pressure, and that'll bring some rain for many of us.
Thanks, Simon. A glimmer right at the end. And now it's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday the 15th of October. The general synopsis at midnight. High northeast Rockall 1,034, expected North Mallin 1,030 by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Cira, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. South at Cira, northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 in southeast. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Forties, northeast Cromarty, northwesterly 3 to 5. Drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Southwest Cromarty, 4th Tyne, variable mainly northwesterly 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Dogger, northerly, backing northwesterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in east, occasional drizzle or showers, good, becoming moderate at times. Fisher, northwesterly 5 or 6, increasing 7 for a time in northeast, occasional drizzle or showers, good, occasionally moderate. German Bight, north or northwest, 4 to 6, occasional drizzle or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, Dover, north or northeast, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate. White, Portland, Plymouth, east or northeast, 4 to 6, showers, good. Biscay, east or northeast, 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. South Fitzroy, mainly easterly 4 to 6, but variable 3 or less in far south. Fog patches in southeast, thundery showers developing in far west. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor in southeast. North Fitzroy, Seoul, easterly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasional drizzle or showers. Good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, east 3 to 5, mainly fair, good. Irish Sea, east or northeast, veering southeast later 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. Shannon, southwest Rockall, southeasterly 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally moderate. Northeast Rockall, Mallin, South Hebrides, variable 3 or less, fair, good. North Hebrides, South Bailey, westerly or southwesterly, becoming variable 2 to 4, occasional drizzle, moderate or good. North Bailey, southwesterly 4 or 5, veering northwesterly 3 or 4, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor at first. Fair Isle, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasional drizzle, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4 later, occasional drizzle or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Stornoway, west-southwest, 1, 16 miles, 1,032, falling slowly. Lerwick, west by north, 5, 2 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Lucas, northwest by west, 2, 19 miles, 1,032, falling slowly. Bridlington, north-northwest, 2, 1,030, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, north-northeast, 4, more than 27 miles, 1,028. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, north-east by north, 4, 11 miles, 1,028. Jersey, north-east by east, 3, recent drizzle, 27 miles, 1,027, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 4, 11 miles, 1,028. Scilly Automatic, east 5, 6 miles, 1,028, falling slowly. Valentia, east northeast 2, 27 miles, 1,030, falling slowly. Ronaldsway, north by east 2, 12 miles, 1,032, falling slowly. Mallin Head, east by north, 2, 27 miles, 1,032, falling slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure, continues to dominate the weather during the next couple of days, but with occasional drizzle or light showers affecting some coasts. The wind will be mainly light or moderate in strength, although fresh or perhaps strong at times in the far north and far south. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southwesterly for a time in Murray Firth. 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north. Mainly fair, good. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west or northwest, backing southwest for a time 2 to 4. Occasional drizzle at first in north, otherwise fair. Good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, north or northwest 2 to 4, becoming variable 2 or less, then west 3 or 4 later. Occasional drizzle or showers at first. Good, occasionally moderate at first. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, northerly 3 or 4, backing westerly or northwesterly 2 or 3 later in north. Occasional drizzle or showers, becoming fair later. Good, occasionally moderate. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first in south. Occasional drizzle or showers, good, becoming moderate at times. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, northerly or northeasterly 4 or 5, decreasing 3 at times later. Occasional drizzle or showers, mainly in east. Good, occasionally moderate in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, northeasterly 3 to 5, veering easterly 2 to 4 for a time at first in west. Mainly fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 3 at first, increasing 6 at times later in west. Mainly fair, good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, variable, mainly east 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 in south. Fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Isle of Man, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, moderate or good. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Lock, variable 3 or less, fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, easterly or northeasterly 2 or 3, becoming variable 3 or less, fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, variable 3 or less, mainly fair, good. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, variable 3 or less, becoming westerly 3 or 4 in north, mainly fair, good. And Shetland Isles, west or northwest 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes our shipping bulletin.
The Briefing Room with me, David Aronovich. The room is virtual. The briefing is real. Half an hour with the experts exploring a big story in the news.
This is a really interesting issue.
It's not a programme of opinions and rhetoric. It's facts and background.
They were introduced in 1916.
We're talking 50-odd billion pounds.
Analysis and context.
We really are watching like a hawk.
We're obviously in a completely different world now.
You start with questions and you end with answers. With not just the what, but the why. The Briefing Room on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds, Thursday afternoons at 4.
This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Prayer for the Day with Governor B.
Good morning. I did a workshop in a prison recently and one of the men asked me, "What do you fear most?" I thought about it and the truth is, my answer would probably change depending on the day. But that day, my biggest fear was not using the gift God blessed me with. If you know me, you'll know I've become fascinated by the story of Vivian Mayer. She even inspired the title of one of my albums, Everywhere and Nowhere. You might have heard of her, but for the 83 years she was alive, hardly anyone had. She took around 100,000 photographs of working class American life, but printed very few. After she died, a box of undeveloped negatives, was bought at an auction by a historian. He began piecing together her story, and today, her work is celebrated around the world. But it came too late for her to enjoy it. What I love is that while she was alive, she used her gift anyway. Life threw its curveballs, but she kept making space for what she loved. I'm a rapper, and I've been out of action for a while. But recently I started recording music again, with no expectations. It feels good. I'm trying to love and use my gift, even if nobody cares, because that's what it's there for. My prayer is that I learn to fall in love with the process again, rather than the results, and that there's a satisfaction I feel from using the talents God has given me. Thanks for the inspiration, Viv. Amen.
That was Prayer for the Day with Governor B. And now it's Farming Today with Anna Hill.
Good morning. A red tractor TV advert has been banned for exaggerating the environmental credentials of its farms and misleading the public. The Farm Assurance label disputes the findings. And what does it take to get on the first rung of the farming ladder?
Red. An incredible amount of business plans and created our own, spoke to land agents with help with financial forecasts. Will and I often joke about the fact it was like having a third full-time job for quite a period of time.
We'll be finding out just how competitive you have to be to secure a county council farm tenancy. First, the price of dairy products, how much farmers are paid for milk and how much consumers are charged in the shops. Earlier this month, we reported on several milk processors cutting their autumn milk prices dramatically. The cheesemaker Parkham Farms dropped what it pays suppliers by 8p a litre. The UK's third largest liquid milk wholesaler, Freshways, reduced its November price by 6p a litre. Other processors cut some of their contracts by around 1p to 2p a litre. It